Winnie and Wilbur in space. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul.
Winnie the Witch loved to look through her telescope at the night sky.
Well, let's get this thing working. Here we go. There, I can't see a thing. Ah, that's better. Oh, how it's so beautiful, Wilbur. Oh, look at that up there. Amazing, isn't it?
It was huge.
It's vast.
And dark.
Oh, very dark.
And mysterious.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'd love to go into space, Wilbur.
Winnie would say.
Wow, it would be such a big adventure.
Wilbur, Winnie's big black cat, loved to be outside at night too. He liked to chase moths and bats and shadows.
Wilbur, come out of that garden. Stop messing about.
That was enough adventure for Wilbur. Then, one night, when the moon and stars were bright, Winnie suddenly said,
"Let's go into space right now, Wilbur."
"Meow," said Wilbur.
"But how will we get there?"
wondered Winnie.
"We need a rocket, and I don't have a rocket."
Then she looked up at the moon, and she had a wonderful idea.
Aha! I know.
She waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there, on the roof, was a rocket.
Ah, marvellous.
Winnie packed a picnic basket, got her big book of spells, just in case.
Oh dear, it is heavy, this book.
And ran up the stairs with Wilbur.
Come along, Wilbur.
Winnie shut her eyes, waved her magic wand, and shouted,
"Abracadabra! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Whoopee!"
Whoosh! The rocket shot off the roof and into space. It went very, very fast. And it was hard to steer.
Oh, Wilbur, I can't steer it at all. Oops!
Winnie nearly flew into a satellite.
Oops! Was that a flying saucer? Oh, yes, it was, I think. Yes. Oops! That was a falling star, Wilbur. Yes, very pretty. Very pretty.
Said Wilbur. He put his paws over his eyes.
"We'll find a lovely planet for our picnic, Wilbur,"
Winnie said. Wilbur peeped out from behind his paws. There were little planets everywhere.
Oh, Wilbur, so pretty, isn't it? Aren't they lovely? "Here's a sweet little planet,"
Winnie said.
"We'll have our picnic here,"
said Wilbur. He loved picnics. The rocket landed.
Oh, that's it, we've landed.
All was quiet and peaceful.
Oh, Wilbur, isn't it lovely here? Oh, aren't you glad we came? I'm very glad we came, yes.
But there were funny little holes everywhere.
Oh, what are those, Wilbur?
Wilbur looked down the holes. They seemed to be empty.
Come on, Wilbur, take your head out of those holes. Wilbur!
Winnie unpacked the food. There were pumpkin scones.
Oh, pumpkin scones.
Chocolate muffins.
Chocolate muffins, oh.
Some cherries.
Cherries.
And cream for Wilbur.
Cream, Wilbur.
Yum.
Yum, yum.
A little head popped out of a hole.
What's that?
And then there were heads everywhere.
Oh, rabbits!
Said Winnie.
Space rabbits are coming to our picnic. No, no. Rabbits always spell trouble. Meow!
Said Wilbur. A space rabbit hopped over to try some cream.
Yes, yes, come on. Yes, give it a try. You might like it. Yes.
Yuck.
Oh dear.
Another space rabbit tried a pumpkin scone.
What about these? Yes, I think you'll like these. Yes.
Horrible.
Oh.
Chocolate muffins. Disgusting.
Oh.
Cherries.
Yuck.
They don't seem to like it, Wilbur. Not even the cherries.
Then some of the space rabbits hopped over to the rocket.
Where are they going?
They sniffed it.
Wilbur, what are they doing? No, no.
And took a bite.
Rocket, no!
Then the rocket was covered in space rabbits.
Oh, no!
Shouted Winnie.
No, 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 don't touch that. No, no, leave that rocket alone. Naughty rabbits.
She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And carrots and lettuces rained down on the rabbits.
There you are. You'll like those. Very tasty.
But the space rabbits didn't like carrots or lettuces.
No, that didn't work, did it? No. Oh, well. Of course!
Said Winnie. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra! Oh, yes, it's working. Look at that!
And there was a giant pile of metal.
Marvelous, Wilbur.
Saucepans, wheelbarrows, bicycles, cars, even a fire engine.
A fire engine? Will I never?
Yes, that was what space rabbits liked. Scrumptious.
Ah, yes, that works.
But it was too late. The space rabbits had eaten up all of Winnie's metal rocket.
Broomsticks!
Shouted Winnie.
Now how will we get home?
Meow,
said Wilbur. Winnie looked at the giant pile of metal.
Perhaps,
she said.
Maybe. I wonder.
She looked in her big book of spells.
Oh, wow, it's so heavy. Oh, good book, though. Very useful. Ah, yes!
She said. Then she picked up her magic wand, waved it 5 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And shouted,
Abracadabra!
There was a flash of fire. A bang! And there, on top of the giant pile of metal, was a rattling, roaring, scrap metal rocket.
Oh, heavens, Wilbur, look. Oh. Perfect.
Winnie and Wilbur climbed up to the rattling, roaring rocket and jumped in.
Come along, Wilbur. Let's go.
The rocket blasted away. It rushed and roared through space.
Here we go!
The rocket landed in Winnie's garden.
Ah, that's better. That was an adventure, Wilbur.
Winnie said.
But I'm glad we're home.
Said Wilbur. He was very glad to be home. Yeah.